Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, here's an interesting story. Self-proclaimed travel nut and career humanitarian Eliza Raymond has embarked on an exciting venture to bring ethical travel options to anyone who sets out on a travel adventure. The Social Enterprise Initiative will help travellers make good decisions to benefit the communities they visit and help them to tread lightly on the environment as they adventure around the corner or around the globe. And we've got Eliza on the line. How are you, Eliza?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Well, I have to ask you, why did you start Good Travel?
Well, the idea really started when I was living in Peru, and I used to go to this restaurant all the time called Yanapai, and they had the best brownies and the most delicious pisco sours, which is a local cocktail in Peru. But what was really special about this restaurant is I felt great spending my money there because I knew that the profits from the restaurant were going to support a community centre for children in Peru. So it was this perfect combination of enjoying myself but also knowing that I was doing something positive for the local community. And the guy who ran the restaurant used to come out and talk to us, tell us about the projects he was working on, about how the kids were doing. And it was just this great way to kind of experience Peru, see a different side of Peru and feel like I was contributing while I was there. And so I guess the idea was born in that little restaurant in Peru and has really grown from there. I've wanted to share some of the amazing places that I've been able to experience with other people and really give people the tools that they need so that they can travel in a way that gives back to the local community and environment.
Now, when we talk about communities' environment, is there a growing demand for sustainable travel?
Absolutely. My background is really in international volunteer programs, and we've seen a huge growth in volunteer programs over the past 10, 15 years. And I think that's really a sign that people increasingly want to give back when they travel. They want to do something positive. But I think often people don't really know how.
Now, for the folks at home who are listening to us today and they're looking to go on holiday, so who would they talk to and give us some examples of socially, environmental and economically ethical operators that you may know of?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're working on right now is putting together a good travel app, which will be something that travellers can use when they're in country to identify local tour operators, shops, restaurants, hotels that we've identified as doing positive things for their community and environment. And we're working on that at the moment. So in the meantime, what I would encourage people who are listening to this to do is to really contact us and reach out to us. And we will be more than happy to share some of the amazing places that we've come across while we're in the process of getting our app together.
In the world that we live in today, like, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, to go overseas was a big deal. Everybody just seems to do it now. It's just a normal thing. We don't sort of think, though, of the impact that that has on the environment, do we?
Exactly. And it is, I mean, tourism is now the biggest industry in the world, and I think it's really time that we do think more deeply about what that means and continue to travel, but do so in a way that has a lower impact on the environment and is also contributing to the places that we visit.
Now, Eliza, can you give us three top tips for sustainable travel?
My top tip would be to slow down. I think often when we travel, we want to try and see as many different things as possible in a really short time frame. But actually slowing down will mean that you'll have a far more meaningful experience. You'll have time to really get to know people in the places that you're visiting, see so much more of what that place is actually about and kind of go off those main tourist streets and see how people live. And by slowing down as well, it also reduces your carbon footprint. So ride your bike, walk, explore the city that you're in and really take time to do that.
Fantastic. Eliza Raymond, co-founder of Good Travel, of course. For more details, go to the website at mindfood.com. And, of course, by doing this, you're going to be making some good decisions to benefit the communities that you visit and also help tread lightly on the environment.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.